there are two extremes. In the one extreme, the coalition is seen as a complete right-wing coalition that is not going to take care of the poor, especially because of the link with the DA. That's the one extreme. The other extreme is, of course, to see this as a savior government, a messiah government that will solve all the problems of the country, because for the first time you will have the left and the right collaborating, the black and the white collaborating, and therefore everything is going to be hunky-dory. I think that both extremes are extremely wrong. South Africa has now moved into uncharted territory. There are no certainties anymore. Anyone who thinks any certainty will come out of this, either a certainty to the right or a certainty to the middle, is making a mistake. We have no guarantees.
You talked about certainty and uncertainty. Some are worried that this might not even last because it appears to be a marriage of convenience, they argue. What are your thoughts?
Well, it may well not last, of course. That's one of the risks we run in this territory, in this political territory we have moved into. It may not last, it's possible. But I don't think the question, the most important question, is whether the government lasts or not. It is the extent to which this government is able to advance the agenda that will tackle the biggest problems that we have.
But do you see this coalition solving the big problems? High unemployment rate, the living standards of South Africans, the lack of energy or electricity that most South Africans complain about, especially Eskom's inability to manage the power situation. Do you see this coalition government solving this? Because they all complained about it.
Yeah, this coalition government is arguably, if you just look at numbers alone, it is arguably the best possible arrangement, except that the truth is that if you looked only at numbers, the three ANC pieces could easily form a government. But I think that government has less chance to survive than the one we have now. So, yes, if they can use their numbers to charter a way forward that tackles those problems of the country, yes, they are likely to last. Because if they don't tackle those problems, people are going to say, what's the difference of having a government of national unity and having the kind of government we had before? Because both of them are failing.
President Ramaphosa has called for unity in the country and the need to solve problems. And what do you think are the expectations of South Africans following the formation of this coalition government?
I don't think any South African is under any illusion that things are going to get easier or that this new government is going to wave a magic wand and suddenly things will be easy. I think we expect turbulent times ahead. We expect trouble ahead, instability and even backbiting inside and within government. But above all, we demand, I think that's what many South Africans will say, we demand that the problems of the country be addressed and be addressed urgently. We are running into problems when it comes to energy, when it comes to water, when it comes to the sustainable development goals as a country, and everyone, I mean, South Africans doesn't really care what you call this government. And to some extent, they don't really care who's in it, as long as they attend to the problems of the country.